This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Hello, one and all. A huge welcome once again. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's the 19th of May. It's Tuesday, which does mean only one thing. If you're here right now, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, keeping you listening to this station and having a marvellous time for the next couple of hours, 6 till 8, the show that goes like this. Thanks so much for being here right at the beginning. Lovely to have you along. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Well, I don't know about you, but it's absolutely lovely weather here. When I look outside the windows of our Brentwood studio, I'm rather pleased to see beautiful greenery not far away and bright sunshine all the way around. Virtually cloudless skies. Anyway, enough of our early evening weather report. Hope it's lovely where you are. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday early evening. And what is going to be going on this show? Well, as ever, it's incredibly interactive. A lot of the input comes from you guys, my lovely leg end listeners. So thanks so much for being out there. And many of you have already requested tracks we are going to hear throughout the next couple of hours. But I do like to celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast. I did my extensive research, as I was telling Ian Lee at the end of his drive time show there. And it's a bit weird, some of the holidays today. Not necessarily that wacky and a little bit upsetting, some of them. It's National Hepatitis Testing Day. So whether you have hepatitis or not, you should get tested today, apparently, on the 19th of May. I think these are COVID-19 restrictions permitting. I think these were these wacky holidays were in operation before any of this pandemic. So don't rush to the hospital and get tested for hepatitis. It's just a bit of a light-hearted look at it, if that's possible. It's also World IBD Day today. Inflammatory bowel disease. So yes, enough medical references. Let's get a little bit more light-hearted. It's Dinosaur Day today. Yes. But I'm not going to play lots of tracks linked to dinosaurs. I've done something similar before on a previous episode of the show that goes like this. So today, instead, I've looked a bit further afield and found out that the 19th of May falls within National Safe Boating Week. Yes, dangerous boating is heavily outlawed this week. It's just safe boating that is allowed. So, you know, if you have a boat, if you have access to a boat, if you can do it and stay 2 metres away from others, get on your boat and stay safe. No risky boating, it's safe boating week. And therefore, lots of the tracks I'm going to play you tonight have been suggested by you guys, and they all link to boating or the sea or water in some way or another, to make it as broad as is humanly possible and as many tracks to fit as possible. So to that end, we'll think about boating, we'll think about music. Let's have a track to get us started on this wonderful day. It's Rod Stewart.
Sailing, I am sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am here.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it's the 19th of May. We're celebrating National Safe Boating Week. Let me do it again. Late fanfares are just as good as on-time fanfares, that's what I always say. Anyway, it's National Safe Boating Week, hence beginning the show with Rod Stewart and sailing. You can't get more appropriate than that. There is no reference to dangerous boating in the lyrics of that track from Rod. So I hope you all enjoyed it. And if you're on a boat, self-isolating, or if you're on a boat, social distancing, so one of you is in the bow, one of you is in the stern, or one of you is on the port and one of you is on the starboard. Yes, I know some basic boating terms. Stay safe, stay 2 metres away, but not just that, boat safely. Is boat a verb? To boat. Can you boat? Anyway, enough ridiculous rambling. What's going on in the rest of tonight's show? Well, yes, we will deal with some celebrity birthdays that occur on the 19th of May. I'll share those with you. And after last week's huge success, we will have another edition of Ben's Impossible Question. Some of you may have got in early if you've been across social media in the last couple of hours, but there will be another Impossible Question. Alan Pratt was last week's winner all the way over in Thailand. So, yes, this is an international show. It has a wide-ranging reach. We broadcast to the wonderful people of Brentwood and Billericay. And hopefully provide them with lots of entertainment throughout the lockdown and throughout their daily lives when there isn't a lockdown. And then wonderfully, thanks to many of Ben's leg ends who make it interactive, lots of people get involved as well and get their points across and get shout outs on the radio, get tracks on to hear that they have suggested. That's what it's all about. But as well as Ben's Impossible Question, there will be another hotly contested poll, and there will be the opportunity to be my Legend of the Week for this, somehow, my 117th edition of the show that goes like this. How on earth has that happened? Well, I'll tell you, I've done it every week for about 2.5 years. That's how it works. I've had some time off over pantomimes where I haven't broadcast them, and therefore I've reached 117 shows. You know, 52 weeks a year, 2.5 years, you work it out. Miss a few out for 8 weeks of panto over 2 years, and it's as simple as that. You know, basic maths. Speaking of basic maths, if you have some basic maths ability, you might have a chance at Ben's Impossible Question today. Last week's was quite difficult, involving mileages and driving all over the length and breadth of the country. It's not quite as involved as that this week, although maths professors may have a slight advantage. Right, let's get another track on. And then I've got to mention a friend who I spoke to earlier today that I haven't seen for very many years. And there's going to be a track played in honour of her very shortly. So I hope she's listening. That's wonderful. In the meantime, though, here's a track suggested by another friend, Hayden Parker. Now, here's a gentleman, fabulous gentleman, journalist, broadcaster, who produces something entitled The Panto Podcast, which celebrates the art form of pantomime, the theatrical tradition of pantomime, and he's had a couple of series now, around about 50-odd episodes, of talking to people from all different facets of the pantomime industry, producers, directors, performers, theatre staff, you know, absolutely fantastic. And it's really, really interesting. So I do urge you to take a look. If you're remotely interested in the world of theatre and particularly pantomime, the Panto Podcast is well worth a look. And myself and my dad, as Simmons and Simmons, were the guests for Hayden Parker on his Panto Podcast about a week or so back, about 10 days or so ago it was released, although it was recorded pre-lockdown, pre-COVID, so we were able to sit close to him. But if you haven't checked it out yet and you've got 1 hour and 3 quarters to spare, yes, it was that long. You can tune in to Simmons and Simmons on the Panto Podcast, but it has featured over the years a huge wide-ranging level of talent from the pantomime industry. So do take a look. Incredibly interesting, the Panto Podcast. But thanks to Hayden Parker, this next song is coming on. He has suggested I play Enya on Orinoco Flow. Do you know what, Hayden? I agree with you. I'm going to play it.
Let me say, 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 let Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is still the show that goes like this. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons in the last 4 minutes, and I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening still. Now, I threatened to play a track in honour of somebody, and as is promised, I have to do that, because I heard from them on Facebook Messenger earlier this afternoon, and I think I haven't seen this person for an incredibly long time, and she reminded me of a song I was obsessed with probably more than 20 years ago. And I did enjoy this song when it first came out, so I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it in honour of her. Now, all the music tonight is linked to the sea or water in some way or another, because we're celebrating National Safe Boating Week on the show that goes like this today. So remember, keep your boating safe. No risky, dangerous boating. I've said it before, I'll say it many times this evening. Don't be risky on a boat, especially not on the 19th of May and for the entire week. After next Sunday, you know, do what you like. But anyway, in honour of the fabulous Melissa Fensom, who I'm trying to think about the last time I saw her, probably over 15 years ago, something ridiculous like that, I'm going to play this next track. Now, the track itself is not really linked to the sea or to boating, but Melissa Fensom, I happen to know, lives in Plymouth, which is by the sea. It's very close to the sea. So the person this track is in honour of lives by the sea. She's not Puff the Magic Dragon, as far as I know, anyway. But for Melissa Fensom, I hope you're listening. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Here, then, is the bizarrely named Collapsed Lung with a fantastic football-themed song, Eat My Goal. There we go then, the classic Eat My Goal from Collapsed Lung, the upsettingly named band. although the song wasn't that upsetting at all. I absolutely loved that. I seem to remember that being released around the time of Euro 96. Maybe it got a re-release for the World Cup in 98 or something like that, but it was quite popular mid to late 90s, which was around the time I first met the fabulous Melissa Fensom, who that was played in honour of. It was wonderful to chat with you on Facebook Messenger earlier, and we have to find some time post-lockdown to actually get together and meet up once again. But stay safe. Hope you're okay down there in Plymouth. Hope your family are all doing wonderfully. And there you go. Track on the airwaves for you here on Phoenix FM. Absolutely marvellous. Now, someone else who's a regular friend to this show, was even a phone guest on the show last week, is the legendary Eddie Bushell. Possibly, although I have to check with stats, the single greatest Legend of the Week number of awards have been handed out to Eddie Bushell with various decimal places, but we'll get into that another time. I couldn't even be clear on it last week when he was talking to me on the phone. But he sent in some wonderful things. Firstly, this is an anniversary of the release of Revenge of the Sith. So that's rather exciting. It was released on the 19th of May, apparently. So that's very good, because I'm a huge Star Wars nut, fan, etc. But even better than that, he's just posted this on my wall, which is a genuine product that can be purchased. Why on earth anyone made this and anyone promoted it like this? Surely it's an invented thing. Surely it's ridiculous and someone's photoshopped something. Anyway... It's a carded thing with a bubble on the front, and it genuinely says Funeral Kazoo. And it says above that, great for kids. And then underneath it, a little speech bubble, comforting sound. And then the features of it listed further down the packaging, drowns out sobs and wails, and better than bagpipes. Funeral Kazoo. Yes. I mean, we all need something to make us feel a bit better in darker times. Whether a funeral kazoo is going to do it, I'm not quite sure. But thank you so much to Eddie Bushell for sending that in. That's marvellous. And who knows, you could be Legend of the Week with something like that. Although, once again, there is going to be a specific criteria, which I will tell you all about, that could earn you the Legend of the Week award. Hello once again to Barbara Ferry, who's out there. Thank you so much for tuning in and for saying hello. Good to know you're there once again. And however you're listening, whether you're resident of Brentwood and Billericay and you always tune into this station, or whether you're just here with me for the show that goes like this, I'm extremely honoured. You may even be listening online. PhoenixFM.com. You can tune in from anywhere in the world. We have a wide-ranging transmitter, but it isn't worldwide. Although, thanks to the internet, you can be anywhere and still get this station. Also, don't forget, if you have one of those Home Assistant smart speaker devices, ask it to play Phoenix FM. It will tune into us. They're that good. So absolutely fantastic. Right, more music coming. But I do feel duty-bound to tell you how you can be my Legend of the Week this week. While the next track is on, I will put a direct post about this at the top of my Facebook profile. You may have noticed in the last couple of days, it's become all the rage to create an avatar of yourself on Facebook. I've done so, I've posted it, I've changed my profile picture to it. I was that pleased with it. Just because the hair on it is much better than my own hair. But anyway, what I want you to do to try and achieve Legend of the Week status this week, if you haven't done so already, is create your own Facebook avatar. If you have done so already, it's adapt the avatar, so it's doing something amusing or wacky. And, you know, it could have bigger hair than you'd normally got. You could have given yourself ridiculous facial hair sprouting out that you don't really have. Basically, make your avatar look a bit larger than life, look a bit humorous, and then post it. I'm going to put a post now on my Facebook profile. It's going to be right at the top. It's going to be asking for you to comment below with pictures of your avatars. Now, if you're on a computer, you cannot create an avatar on Facebook on your computer. For some reason, right now, you can only create it on a mobile phone app for Facebook. And to do that, you open up the Facebook app on your phone, and then you click on the three lines in the bottom right corner, at which point you will see a bit further down, see more. Click that arrow and you will get avatars mentioned at some point on there. And I will look at exactly how to do it again if anybody isn't sure, but maybe you've already created... Oh, actually, on mine, when you now click the three lines, avatars is one of the first options, so you don't have to click see more anymore. But it may be different on your phone. If you can't see it as an option where you've got groups, live videos, COVID information, etc., avatars should be fourth down. It is on my phone, but yours might be different. If you can't see it as one of the instant options, click on see more. Anyway, what I'm asking you to do is create your avatar. If you've already got one, make it larger than life and then comment on the post I'm about to put on while the next song is up with your avatar. The best one, the craziest one, the wackiest one, the most wonderful will be this week's Legend of the Week. And that will be revealed just before I go off the air at 8 o'clock. Right, let's get another track on. This was suggested by a fellow Phoenix presenter, the brilliant Spencer Carter. It's got to be related to water and boating. It's Everything But the Girl, Talk to Me Like the Sea.
Thank you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it is. And I have to say already, there is one entrant in the Legend of the Week avatar pick that's really made me laugh. Now, I did say make your avatars wacky. Yes, you may have to be prepared to edit them to a state that you would not want them to remain in. It's just to post a picture on my profile. You can then change your avatar back to how you want it. And it could be interesting, certainly, just before 8 o'clock tonight to see who's got the best avatar picture. But already people doing very, very well. So thanks if you've sent those in. If you haven't sent those in, there is a post near the top of my Facebook profile that just says Legend of the Week this week. Comment below with your avatar pics, etc. And then you need to post your picture as a comment underneath that specific request for it to be eligible to be Legend of the Week. But thank you so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Already, we're half an hour into this programme. How has that happened? But great music going to keep you entertained for the next couple of hours. And all these ways you can be interactive and all the general ridiculousness from me as well. We will have celebrity birthdays. We will have Ben's Impossible Question, which I will share with you very shortly. We will have a hotly contested poll. Someone will be Legend of the Week. And excitedly, I started a feature last week, Ben's Friends, where I'm going to talk to some people in the entertainment industry. Maybe not household names, but legends nonetheless. And I spoke to a couple of people last week. Very shortly, I'm going to be speaking to somebody else who's rather exciting and occasionally amusing. And we'll find out how he's doing very, very shortly. So stay tuned for my mystery entertainment guest coming up after the next track. That is going to be interesting. Also, last week, I said hello to somebody who I haven't spoken to for a long time, Naden Tunchai, and I told her I would play a track in her honour this week, and for reasons best known to herself, she nominated Nick Murphy to select a track for her. If you don't know Naden Tunchai or Nick Murphy, I assume you like many people in the world, but if you do know them, they're both rather fabulous, and anyway, rather crawlingly, Nick Murphy has chosen the next song in honour of Laden Tunchai, but it is appropriate. So for Nick, for Laden, thanks very much for tuning in. Here is Roy Orbison with Pretty Woman. I know what you're thinking. How does this link to National Safe Boating Week? Well, all I can say is Laden Tunchai, or parts of her family, come from Cyprus, which is an island, is surrounded by sea. It's extremely tenuous. Let's just get on with the track.
Smile. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and as promised, I have another guest waiting on the end of the line to say hello to everybody here on Phoenix FM. It's the genuinely wonderful Martin Hill.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, man. Am I on?
You are on. I have to say, of the telephonic guests I've had recently, you sound quite clear to me, so I hope you're coming across the airwaves quite clear.
I can't have both on. I can't listen to me and talk at the same time.
Well done for having us.
Drive me mental. thanks for the intro. Even I was excited to see you. All right.
Yeah, well done. Now, you have quite a strong comedy background, but I first met you, you were doing sort of backstage technical capacity stuff on a play I worked on, weren't you?
That was quite a long time ago, that.
You sighed there like it wasn't a happy memory for you, being in a pub theatre in Kennington for a few weeks.
It was, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, over.
That's
John
right.
Cohen. If John Cohen's listening to this, and Dave Pope, where's our next play?
Yeah,
where's our... I believe every time I speak to them, they say, yeah, we're on it. We're gonna
Yeah, good point. They used to be prolific, and then it's dwindled in recent years.
They were a big part of my world at one point. And yeah. I did the tech for it.
That's right, yeah.
For over, yeah, that's where I first got the benefit of Ben.
if that can be said as a thing, yeah. You mentioned John Cohen and David Pope, because another one of their projects allowed me to go to the Edinburgh Festival, which I've only ever been to once and performed in. But you go to Edinburgh every year and you get quite heavily involved in that, don't you?
I try to. I love it, though. It's just that kind of... I mean, to go up and do one of their plays would have been quite fun. I did.
Yeah.
I did do one of their plays, which was... Look, if they're listening to this, they're going to be so, oh, yeah, I want to bigging them up royally. Which was, not over, was with, crikey, Friend Forever.
Okay.
At the Pleasance, and that was with the very talented Craig Murray, who is doing Plusnet adverts right now.
The face of Plusnet,
So we did a play by them there. But yeah, Edinburgh's just an amazing event, and I'm gutted that it's not going to be on this year.
I know, really, what a shame, yeah.
No, I nearly swore then. Do you have one of those beep things?
I don't, sadly. You're going to have to just curb your language for the next few minutes.
Oh, that would have been fun. You should get one of them. And then you can literally have, like, you know, try if you see if you can beat the swear word. Be like on Partridge, innit? Try and beat the swear word.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You could call it the F off. Right? Whoever gets... If you can get the F off before they do, brilliant. Anyway.
I like that, yeah, that's something I'll consider. But it's that element of risk.
It's risky.
Yeah.
Everything's got to have an element of risk, though, Ben.
Yeah, good point. One thing I must share with you, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I did that play in Edinburgh, John and Dave came up to me and said, a friend of ours... No, but they said, a friend of ours lives in a flat on the Royal Mile, and they've said, if we paint an advert on a bed sheet, we can hang it out of their window. It's going to be amazing advertising. Because obviously, when people put posters up, anyone can put other posters on top of it in a few minutes or whatever. So we thought this would be brilliant to hang something out of a flat. And they spent ages. They went and bought this bed sheet, painted words on it, sort of promoting the play when it was. Took him a whole day. And we went down the Royal Mile to see it, and I remember thinking, where is it then? I can't see anything. Where is it? And they went, and the flat was on the something like the seventh floor of these flats. And just happened, the sheet was hanging about 120 feet in the air. I was like, nobody is going to see that. We might get some pigeons coming to the play from it, but... Yeah.
Well, in Edinburgh, you probably would, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good. But you need a bigger sheet would have been the answer.
Yeah, it needed to drop down further.
Yeah, where you tie a load of sheets together and then it drops to the bottom.
See, I like this.
You climb up, you get a free ticket.
You're coming up with ideas and solutions. This is good.
Yeah. Free tickets. The worst thing about Edinburgh, though, is the flyering. I'm not going to lie. The advertising of a show is I produced a show and took it up. Which was written by a comic called Tim Clark, who is a fantastic comic. I find him hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
And he wrote this play, which Dave Bourne had sort of been in touch with, and he asked me if I fancied putting this together with him.
Okay.
And it was called Gagging for It. And it was literally a play about comedians.
Oh, yeah, good name.
Backstage at a comedy club.
Right.
Well, I thought it was a good name as well, and I thought this is going to do amazing. Like, Gagging for It, play about comedians. I had Susan Murray in there. I had Imran Yusuf in there.
Okay.
It was a really good setup. But then the actual advertising of it and the trying to get that over, we were in the space on the North Bridge, which is just by the station.
Right, yeah.
It had all the hallmarks of being amazingly successful.
Oh.
But you have to get in there with the advertising. I mean, it's the flyering every day, it's been on top of that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
At the same time, I was trying to do my... I had the stand-up, because I did comedy clubs as well, so I took my comedy club up. So when I was doing two shows up there, it's just too much. You need to. It's not too much, but if you're producing two, you can sort of produce one and star in one. But if you're producing two, it's a nightmare for you. It's a literal.
Well, I've wanted to ask you this.
Don't involve swearing in my. It's getting harder and harder.
You're doing well so far. Yeah, we'll put a song on in a minute. You can relax. You can just get them all out while that's on. I was going to ask you though, because obviously. In the last few years, well, as long as I've known you, you've always been involved in comedy. You've done your own stand-up and you've sort of run comedy nights and comedy events and things like that. As someone who's part of a double act, and then you always have someone else to bounce off, I do with my dad, how do you approach doing stand-up when you're out there on your own? I mean, have you had times where it's been excruciatingly painful and you feel like it's not going well, or how do you get through that?
It does go bad. What I did originally was, I compared originally via the funny side with Dave. I think because Craig and Craig Murray was doing it and he'd left.
And
I think on some occasion his traditional go-tos weren't there, and I think in a moment of panic he put me on stage for some reason.
Right.
And I enjoyed it, and that's where the kind of the bantering with the audience came in, and you kind of realise, oh, I could do this, can I take it any further?
Yeah.
And I saw...
Oh, we may have lost Martin momentarily there. Well, it gives me opportunity to put another track on, and then we'll get Martin back, hopefully, very shortly. Maybe his phone ran out of battery. That's outrageous. But anyway, no need to panic. There's a track coming up in honour of Martin Hill that he suggested. So he was even thinking about the Boating Week theme. So well done for that. To that end, then, while I get him back, it's Michael Bublé and Cry Me a River.
Cry the whole night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Sorry,
from being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river, as I cried a river over you. You drove me nearly out of my head, while you never shed a tear, babe. I remember all that you said. You told me love was true for the end. Told me you were true with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just to prove that you do, why don't you cry me a river? Cry me a river, 'cause I cry a river over you. So you love me, but you lie. No, you say you love me. Well, just to prove that you do, come on and cry me a river. Oh, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
FM.
It is, and I have successfully got Martin Hill back on the phone. Are you there, Martin?
Hi.
Fabulous.
Yep.
You've come back. I don't know what the heck happened there. We got a weird, unobtainable tone for a minute. There was some.
Well, I think my story was that riveting, even the phone line
gave up. Yeah, quite possibly. But you're back now, and you were saying about how you got into comedy. What I would like to ask you is, have you had any memorable hecklers you've had to deal with? And obviously, you may not be able to say the exact things they shouted at you on the air.
I was going to say, do you know what? Surprisingly, not. That's one thing I have, and it sounds really arrogant to say it. I haven't really had a situation where it's particularly gone bad.
That's good, obviously.
In terms of anything going, in terms of stand-up wise, me going on doing a set, stuff like that, it's kind of gone alright. But I'm not, I don't put in the work or the hours that these actual stand-ups do, like, you know.
Right,
the people
that
mentioned, Susan Murray, Imran, these guys tour everywhere, and
sure,
they put so much work and effort into it. And it's an amazing thing when you watch them and the work they've got, and they'll trounce me on the stage with no exception. I think it is the northern thing as well. You come across as quite, you know, affable, and everybody kind of goes along with it, and you can be a little bit more cheeky than normal. And I don't know, it just works. It does work in comedy setups.
Yeah, sure.
Having said that, I have had embarrassing thing. One situation happened to me when I was comparing for a gig in Earlsfield. And Tower Arts Theatre, which is a beautiful theatre.
Yeah.
Now it's all just been redone, so if you do get a chance to anyone at Earlsfield,
right. Yeah.
And I was I was comparing, and as I walked into the theatre, there was like this thing, you walk in, you have to go through this aisle, and I don't know why, but there was a dog there, and I thought it was like the theatre dog. So there was just a dog lying in the thing. I just kept tripping over this dog and thought, this dog is doing my head. Why is there a dog there? I don't know. And for some reason, it was just sitting there growling at me every time I went past. And I was on stage. I can't quite remember what I was doing. I think it might have been the catch racing that we do or something to that. And for one situation or another, I was struggling getting the front row to sort of respond to most of the stuff. So I kind of upped the energy, and I was walking around, I was chatting to people, and I pointed at this chap, and he wasn't giving me any response. And I kind of, halfway through ribbing this guy as to why he wasn't responding to me, realised what the dog was for. And this guy was blind. I'm giving him laughs, saying, why are you answering me? What are you doing? And it wasn't until like the dog perked up, stood up, and I could see the lead, and I thought, oh. And everyone was sort of, well, half the audience were with me, half of them were like, why is he picking on the blind guy?
What would have been brilliant is if you finished your set and then on his behalf the dog had got up and applauded. That would have been awesome.
that's kind of a situation where I've been like, oh, that was possibly bad. But no one really gave me any plaque for it. Like, the night went along well.
That's good.
And he enjoyed the night, but he couldn't see me pointing at him, so I'm pointing at him, and he doesn't know.
Is unfortunate. Now, something else we should mention while I've got you on the airwaves is, obviously, we've known each other in a performing capacity for quite a while, and then when performers aren't working, they find other kind of work to keep the money coming in, and both you and I have worked for an American blending company doing in-store and exhibition demonstrations where you've got to show this product off to a variety of people to try and get them to buy it, and I think we can safely say we've had some interesting times working for the lovely Vitamix, haven't we?
Yeah. I get heckled more doing that job.
That is true.
Doing the stand up.
If you can handle
people can't understand why you're trying to sell this blend. So.
If you can handle the crowd at the Ideal Home Show trying to steal your samples before you finish pouring them out, you can handle any kind of comedy event, definitely.
Yeah, that does cause you a lot of stress, doesn't it? you do get worked. You don't get worked up very often. You are quite a mellow person.
Yeah.
But customers seem to annoy you at the Ideal Home Show more than.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's an anger that builds, I think.
What's for those people that don't know, we have to learn a kind of 20-minute to half-hour presentation showing off all the facets of this blender, and you get ingredients, you have to make things, people are allowed to try them.
Yeah, it is performance-based-esque.
Yeah, it is, but it's also cookery-based as well, and you have to be adept with the recipes, but you kind of get, you make something in the blender, usually some form of drink or soup or something, and then you pour it out into little sample cups on a tray. You can get about 20 on a tray, and then you hand it out to everyone watching. But at the Ideal Home Show, there's always more people than there are samples, and they start kind of scrabbling around with each other to try and make sure they get it first. And I can remember you one year taking the tray away like it was a group of naughty kids that had let themselves down. And you're like, I'm not handing this out until you all calm down. It was like, this is to 40 and 50-year-olds and respectable people who are couples who are losing it because they might not get a smoothie.
I don't mind them taking it, but when I said, not yet,
yeah.
And then she was still going for it, was the woman, I was like, no, not yet, I've not finished. No, you can't take it yet. I'm just pulling the tray further away, and then she's leaning in more to take it. It was like a bit of a comedy sketch in itself, that.
Yeah,
like Costco, the customers there are the same, like they just want the sample and they go.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is good. You've got to plug the blender now, and you've got to, why are they talking about a blender?
Well, no, I mean, it's not really a place for advertising here, but I mean, you can see online various reviews and things about Vitamix and why their blenders are good ahead of other ones, but anyway, but what I was going to say, I always just think of certain stories that have occurred with different jobs. And when we've worked for Vitamix, we've been sent all over the country to the NEC in Birmingham, to Manchester, to the heart of London. I remember going...
Classy joints.
Yeah. Wasn't it in Manchester we went with you one time? It might have been Birmingham. We all get our own hotel rooms. We get put up in reasonable hotels. You were absolutely outraged one time because there was a sink...
I know what you're
going to
say.
...in your bedroom. And he couldn't handle it. There was a sink in the bedroom, which I do accept is weird, but it genuinely upset you.
It did genuinely upset me. I don't do well with plug holes. I have a bit of a, I have a very strange phobia of plug holes. And when I walked into the room and there was a sink in the room,
yeah.
I was like, this is weird. And then I thought, maybe I've been booked a room that has that, you know. So I went to the desk and said, can I have a room that doesn't have a sink in? And they're like, all our rooms have sink in. And I was like, what's the point of that? I did lose it a little bit. It's an odd thing, I know. I just don't. It worries me at night.
I found it amusing at the time, but obviously it was genuinely traumatic for you. I have to tell you, since you've been on the air, I've had a message come in from a mutual friend to both of us. Rachel Woollett has said, it's lovely to hear Mr. Hill on the wireless say hello from me. So, yeah, Rachel Woollett says hi.
Hello, Rachel. She was in Over, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Yes.
She was. Another cat seat. She'll get her on.
Yeah.
Three-way combo.
We should have Dave Jackson-Mayo and Laney on and Mike Buxter and Grant and have a whole cast reunion.
Absolutely.
On Phoenix.
Yeah, Dave Jackson-Mayo was in the other one I did with John Cohen. We should get John Cohen on.
Yeah.
I say we, like I'm suddenly presenting it with you.
I'll do a conference call. We'll get John on. No, we won't.
Yeah. Big reunion.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I don't have time to speak to you all evening, although I could do, and it'd be marvellous. But you sound disappointed that it might not last.
Well, I was enjoying myself for a minute, then. And now I've just got to go back to my life of sitting. Which,
I was going to say, how is lockdown treating you? I get the feeling you're not someone that enjoys sitting around. You kind of want to be busy.
I'm not. I do like to be busy. To the point I ended up going... the good thing is you've got more time. I think everybody should take the positives out of it, if I'm being honest, and say, look, you've got time now.
Yeah, sure.
To be with family, to do the bits that you didn't want to do all these things.
Yes.
I used to cycle a lot when, I say a lot, I did like London to Brighton a few years ago and I trained for it for a bit. And
yeah,
that
was
my lot. But I've had this bike sitting here. I started doing it. And today I went for a bicycle ride.
Yeah.
And got a little bit lost, not gonna lie. I ended up being out for like 2 hours.
Oh,
I was like trying to get back and just cycling around, and it kind of drained me out a little bit. But it's just that sort of release of doing those kind of things and gardening and things like that. So
yeah,
I have
yeah.
been filling time, and you know, doing what you can, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's all you can do.
I am a stay homer. I do. I was unfortunate enough to have what I believe was the virus at the beginning of it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And I've sort of come through that well.
Yeah.
And I do believe that there was and possibly is now too many people out there. So my go-home message is definitely stay at home.
Yeah.
If you can, I'll do a bar. Stay at home. Don't stay at home. Go out. Stay in. Go to work.
It's very clear. That is official advice.
I think if everyone had just stayed in for a month, if everyone had just stopped and stayed, it'd be done now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah.
They should have just shut everything down. But yeah, that's an entirely different combo.
Which we'll have at another time.
Yeah, possibly. It's been fun.
It has been fun. And unfortunately, I will let you go in a second, but you do have your chance to request another song, which is an unusual song. I didn't know this about you. You quite like your country music.
I dabble.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not a big music person. If you ever see stand up, or if you ever see meet a guy called Johnny Freeman, he actually made his stand up based on a comment I made.
Right.
Yeah, and it's ironic you've just played the song before actually. But he was asking me once what music I like. I was like,
yeah.
I don't really do music, but I do like Michael Bublé. And every time he sees me, he says that to me, and he puts it in his set. So the last one was a pick of mine, which was the Bublé one. I do find I'm trying to find things for boats, obviously.
Yeah, it's tricky.
So yeah, this is Chris Jansen, Buy Me a Boat, which I like. I like the upbeatness.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do equate country music to being northern because they're very upbeat usually.
Yeah,
but the lyrics are usually quite dramatic.
So they're very, I call it being positively negative.
I like that, yeah, nice.
And that's what Yorkshire people are. We're always upbeat about being about things being rubbish, but we just say how rubbish it is.
Well,
what we do.
Listen, mate, it's been brilliant to talk to you. I have to say congratulations on staying clean throughout this show. There's been no bad language whatsoever, so that's well done.
Oh, I thought you meant drinking. So
and that as well. I don't know if you have a problem,
yeah,
but well
I've
done.
I've had a drop then. I think I had before I
hung up. Brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, I will talk to you again very soon. Thanks so much for being here tonight, mate, and stay
Anytime.
Safe.
Thank you. Have fun.
See you soon. Here's Chris Jansen.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1,000,000. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new rod and reel. And it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Can buy me a boat.
Phoenix FM.
That was Chris Jansen there then with Buy Me A Boat, played in honour of Martin Hill. Thanks for being a fabulous telephone guest once again. Great to have him on. Genuinely lovely and hilarious man. So thanks so much for that. And that was Buy Me A Boat. Maybe you haven't heard it before. I'd like to bring you some interesting music here on this show. Remember, we're not constrained by genre or by time or anything like that. We can play absolutely anything if it fits in with the current theme. And yes, it may be National Hepatitis Testing Day and World IBD Day. It may even be Dinosaur Day today. But we don't care about those things on the show that goes like this. We care about the fact that all throughout this week, it's National Safe Boating Week. So if you are boating, do it safely. I don't want to keep saying these things, but just do it safely. Hello once again to last week's telephone guest, one of them anyway, Greg Ashton, who's there, which is fabulous. And he has sent an avatar of himself. He did say he hasn't been able to spend the time making an avatar on Facebook, so he sent an alternative version. Melissa Stanton has sent an avatar as well that's kind of more photographic than the cartoon ones you can create yourself. Several people have sent their avatars in, which is fabulous. Remember, if you would like to have a chance of winning the highly coveted Legend of the Week award here on the show that goes like this for this evening's show, you must be prepared to create a wacky Facebook avatar for yourself and then post it on my page, on my profile page on Facebook, right underneath the post that says Legend of the Week. Comment below with your avatar pics. And then you have to do that under that piece of information. And if you're not sure how to create an avatar, you can't do it on a computer. You can only do it on the Facebook app on a mobile phone. Click the three lines at the bottom right and you should get avatars as an option. If it doesn't appear as an option, click see more and then you can do it. And there's a few people going to be in the running for Legend of the Week this week with some brilliant avatars. And remember, you may have already created one. You may think, oh, I've spent 20 minutes doing an avatar for myself. I don't want to send that in, but you can edit it. You can make it more wacky. You can make it more amusing. People have done that. And then you can send in the photo of your avatar and then you can change it back again to something far more respectable. It could earn you this Legend of the Week award. Right. Another track's coming on and then I will tell you about Ben's impossible question, which will be coming up very shortly. So before that, here's a track suggested by Eddie Bushell, friend to the show, Legend of the Week, multiple award winner. What's he done to suggest a track that's relevant to National Safe Boating Week? He suggested Stand By Me by Benny King. Know what you're thinking? That is in no way related to National Safe Boating Week. Well, wait there one moment. The film Stand By Me starred one River Phoenix. Well done, Eddie.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
Thank you.
is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and that was Benny King and Stand By Me. Martin Hill obviously didn't hear the introduction. He was still coming to terms with the fact that he'd had to behave himself in his telephone interview. I did say it's very tenuously linked to the world of safe boating because it featured in the film Stand By Me, one River Phoenix. There we go. Have to thank you all because your avatars are coming in thick and fast right now, which is absolutely marvellous. Remember, the wackier the better. There are some wacky contenders already, and there are some relatively regular ones. I do like people embracing the word wacky by not going for the standard Facebook cartoon avatar, creating their own, sometimes just with photos of themselves, which are keeping me entertained anyway. So that's wonderful. Thanks so much for that. Now, I did tell you, I would let you know all about this week's impossible question. And this is always something great to get involved in. So the impossible question for last week was involving driving up and down the length and breadth of the country and guessing round about where I lived. There's going to be guesswork again this week, and like I said earlier, maths ability would help. So, for this week's impossible question, you must add together the digits in the year of my birth and come up with a number. Once you have that number, you have to multiply that number by the number of miles I live away from the Phoenix FM studio. So basically, you've got to guess how far away I live from the Phoenix FM studio. The only clue I'm going to give is it's not that far. It doesn't take me hours and hours to get here. And then you've got to add together the digits of the year of my birth and multiply those two numbers together. I will share this to the top of my timeline to make it easier for you to find, but there is a post a little bit further down telling you the question, Ben's impossible question, and saying that you have to comment underneath that question with your answer and having a guess at it. So, yes, get involved. Try and win Ben's impossible question. Who is going to be the nearest? Could anybody possibly get this answer dead on? Add together the digits in the year of my birth, and then multiply that by the number of miles I live from Phoenix FM. And I will give you another clue. It's not an exact number of miles. There may be a decimal place involved. Craziness. Sheer craziness. It's Safe Boating Week. Here's Bobby Darin. When he's on a boat, he's not even looking at the sea. He's looking further away than it. He's looking beyond it.
Let go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, it's the 19th of May, it's Dinosaur Day, World IBD Day, National Hepatitis Testing Day, but most excitingly, most relevantly, this week is National Safe Boating Week! No dangerous boating permitted today. Now, loads of ways you can be interactive. First of all, you can always request songs, and I'll do my best to get them on the air for you, if they fit in with the current theme we are discussing, so it's Safe Boating Week. And then there are a couple of other things you can do. You can try and win my Legend of the Week award. You've got to use Facebook's brand new feature and create an avatar for yourself. Make it as hilarious as possible. Yes, you can then edit it afterwards and make it normal, how you want it to remain. But create a wacky avatar and post your avatar under my request for it on my profile page as a comment. You will see that I have said Legend of the Week this week. Comment below with your avatar pics. Many of you have done so. That's fabulous. Find that on my Facebook profile. You now have to scroll down a tiny little bit to find it. And also now you can try and give your answer to Ben's impossible question, where I am saying you have to add together the digits of the year of my birth. You'll get a number. Multiply that number by the distance in miles from my house to the Phoenix Studios. Yes, you can't be exact. It's a nearest wins kind of thing that's going on. If anybody gets this exactly right, I'm going to be slightly freaked out. But there you go. Ben's impossible question is there for you to answer on my profile. And yeah, that's absolutely marvellous. So hope you're enjoying your Tuesday evening. It's the 19th of May. It's lovely weather. The weather is set to stay lovely for quite a while. Let's embrace that. Yes, it's still pretty much locked down. It's all a bit difficult. It's all a bit uncertain. But just be here every Tuesday on Phoenix FM and I'll do my best to make it a bit easier, at least for your ears. So there we go. Okay, should we have some more music? Should we have some more music suggested by you? Well, Richard Watt said to me earlier on today, why don't you play Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay? That's vaguely related to water and boating. It certainly is, Richard.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
That's Otis then sitting on the dock of the bay. So much still to come in tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Some celebrity birthdays to squeeze in, the result of the impossible question, the result of Legend of the Week, loads more tracks, and we haven't even mentioned the hotly contested poll while the next track is on. That will also become available. Something else for you to get interactive with. Yes, you don't just sit at home and listen to this show. You can take, well, you can do that, but you can take part. You can be a part of it. You can hear your name on the radio. You can talk to me on the phone. You can request songs. So much you can do. A few clicks on social media and you can get involved and help me. And just be wonderful like you usually do. So thanks so much to all of Ben's listening legends. It's great to have you along once again on this Tuesday evening. Now, requests from you guys, always important. It's lovely to be able to do that for you. So thanks to Richard Watts for suggesting Otis Redding. And thanks to Lynn Parry for suggesting the Lighthouse Family. That's related to the sea. So's the title of this song, Ocean Drive. I'm going to put my teeth in.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track by the Lighthouse Family. Very mellow. Bit of ocean drive there. Great suggestion from Lynn Parry. Well done. Thank you so much for that. Now, as is my wont, I do like to have a hotly contested poll running while some of the show is taking place, and tonight is no different. So yes, not only am I asking for avatars, not only am I asking... I've just seen my dad's avatar. No, you don't look old enough, but the hair is virtually perfect. my dad's created a wonderful avatar. Also, as well as asking for avatars to be considered for Legend of the Week, there's Ben's Impossible Question you can try and answer. All these things available on my Facebook profile. And now the hotly contested poll as well, which is simply asking, with the turn back to wonderful weather now and the introduction of summer in full, surely, I am asking today, just faced with these two options, what is the best thing about sunny weather? Is it sunbathing or... it's not raining? So for you sun worshippers out there, obviously you're going to go for sunbathing. For people who aren't so keen on sunbathing, you're probably going to go for it's not raining. With the early votes coming in, 25% of voters going for sunbathing, 75% going for it's not raining. We're not going to have a 100% to zero result, but we could have a completely different result. So the things can change before my very eyes. In fact, we could have a 100% to zero result. Love it when that happens. Someone's cancelled their vote and gone the other way. Outrageous. But check it out. The poll is available also on my Facebook page, as well as my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. Don't forget, you can tweet me as well, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And if you're my friend, just search for the Ben Simmons profile on Facebook, which is a public profile. And all the ways to get interactive are available there. So cast your vote on the poll. Look at my dad's brilliant avatar. Send in your own avatars in the correct place to try and be this week's Legend of the Week. And also try and answer Ben's impossible question as well. It's still all happening here with half an hour to go on the show that goes like this. Before that, more music. Before what? Before it's still all happening. It's kind of concurrently all happening. That's just going along. So there's nothing before or after. I'm going to argue with myself for a minute while I put another track over. Anyway, it was suggested by the brilliant John Donadio. Thanks so much for doing that. Here is Donovan with Atlantis.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the home straight, if you like, of tonight's show that goes like this. Hope you've had a good time so far, but don't think of leaving yet. Although I've called it the home straight, that still means there's 23 minutes and 51 seconds left. So stay till the bitter end and even beyond. Rob Harvey's in with Synth City from 8 until 10. So, yeah, keep it here on Phoenix FM 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. And remember, check out my blog page from tomorrow morning. If you've missed any of this programme, it will all be available on catch-up from there. If you're wondering how to access my blog page, go to phoenixfm.com, search the schedule, go back to Tuesday evenings, click on the show that goes like this. It will take you to my blog, and many previous recordings of previous episodes are there. Veritable hours and hours of audio entertainment. So, yeah, enjoy. Now, somebody questioned what on earth was going on there with Atlantis and Donovan, but, you know, blame John Donadio. He suggested it, and I'm not saying anything about that track. I thought it was rather marvellous, but there we go. Shall we have something a bit more upbeat, though? Shall we have something that's still related to safe boating? I guess it's sort of safe boating. You could put a surfboard on a boat, couldn't you? Safe surfing. And that's not online. It's the Beach Boys. They're in the USA. And yes, they're surfing.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, surfing USA. Say
Beach Boys are surfing USA, and that was suggested thanks to Sue Burton. Let's get another track on quite quickly because it's still boating related, and it's still suggested by one of you legends, Graham Long. Here are the Beatles. They've got a submarine. It's not orange or brown.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Those of you that are desperate for them probably think I've forgotten when it gets to about this stage in the show. Oh no, I haven't. Here come those celebrity birthdays. I know you'd be desperate for them. So it's the 19th of May. If it's your birthday today, like I know it is for Eve Mumford, I wish you a very happy birthday. Who do you share a birthday with? Well, DJ Marshmello is 28 today. So is singer Sam Smith, also 28. Grace Jones, singer and model, is 72 today. And Pete Townsend of The Who fame is 75 today. And had they survived, Ho Chi Minh would be 130 today. And wrestling legend Andre the Giant would be 74. Those are your celebrity birthdays for Tuesday, the 19th of May. Well, don't forget, I've just posted again on my Facebook profile. There are still ways you can get involved if you haven't done so already this evening. You will have to scroll down my profile to find the right places on Facebook to get involved. But you can vote on the hotly contested poll all about the new sunny weather. You can send your Facebook avatar, of which it's been possible to create in the last couple of days. Send that to the right place on my profile to be Legend of the Week this week. And you can also try and answer Ben's impossible question. All of those things will be resolved in around about 10 minutes or so, so it's all still to happen. You can still enter. Please, please do so. And thanks so much for all your song suggestions that have been coming in throughout the afternoon into the show as well. Well done for all that. And Yellow Submarine was suggested by Graham Long. Here's one suggested by a legendary person, the brilliant Rachel Woollett. And this, therefore, then, is Wet, Wet, Wet. See what she's done there? Safe boating. Although if you're safe boating, you're not going to get wet, are you? Anyway, this band have got angel eyes.
Sick of leaving in the morning with the night you gave away. So now I'm gonna take that on. I have my war band.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and we've got just over 10 minutes left of this episode of the show that goes like this. There's so much to squeeze in. A couple more tracks coming, and then the results of everything. Who is going to be Legend of the Week? Who has got closest to the correct answer of the impossible question? And what's happening with the hotly contested poll? If you want to have a vote that matters before I go off the air, then you can still do so. You do have to scroll quite a long way down my profile now to find the impossible question section where it says comment below with your answers to this teaser, add the digits of the year of my birth together, you'll get a number, multiply this by the distance in miles from my house to the Phoenix studios, and then you'll get a result. Comment with that result and we'll see who gets the closest. And yes, you can just have a single click answer on the hotly contested poll all about the sunny weather. So what's best about the sunny weather? Sunbathing or it's not raining? One way or the other, that's all you can vote for that. A lot easier than the impossible question, I will grant you. But also, use Facebook's new tool to create an avatar for yourself. Send it to me as a comment on the correct post on my profile, and you could win Legend of the Week if it's the best one, in my opinion. Right, another song coming, then we'll sum it all up. Here, still boating related in a very tenuous way, it's Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper in The Shallow.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling in all the good times I find myself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, right. Time to sum everything up in a couple of minutes when there's more things to sum up than normal. Oh dear. Well, all I'm going to tell you is the hotly contested poll has finished as I go off the air. What's the best thing about sunny weather? 13% of voters have gone for sunbathing. 87% have gone for it's not raining. So my listeners, clearly not sun worshippers. But there we go. That's the result at the moment. The poll is still ongoing. What about the impossible question where I asked, add together the digits in the year of my birth and multiply it by the distance I live from the studios. 1977 was the year of my birth. And so that gives you a number, which you have to multiply by the distance I live from the studios, which is just 2.4 miles. So the correct answer is 57.6. And many people guessed. Rachel Willett said 62.5, which was close. Barbara Ferry said 125, which wasn't close. Neil Reynolds said 38, which wasn't close. Mike Ritchie said 56, just 1.6 away. But he hasn't won, because Barry Liptrot said 58, 0.4 away. Barry Liptrot is the winner of the impossible question this week. What about Legend of the Week then? Incredible avatar work, notably from Greg Ashton and Melissa Stanton, who didn't go for a cartoon option. Martin Hill did and was very funny. So was Rachel Willett. So was Siobhan Roxburgh. But the one that got the biggest reaction from me came from the fabulous Naomi Bushell. Yes, your husband has won this award many times. I believe you might have won it jointly with him, Naomi. I'm not sure if you won it in your own right, but you have now. Huge congratulations. You can hold your head high. You can lord it over Eddie and the Bushell household. Wonderful avatar. And do check it out on my profile. Thanks for everybody getting involved tonight. It's been a pleasure. I will be back at the same time next week. Keep it here on Phoenix FM, because Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City after the news at 8 to play us out the ultimate Safe Boating Week related song. It's Celine Dion. See you soon. One time and last for